Okay, today we're doing Dav Chafa Amid Beis. We are holding Dav Chafa Amid Aleph at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Says the Mishnah, Nashim, Vavadim, Ketanim, women, servants, children, Piturin, Kriya Shema Amid Atfilin. They're part from both Kriya Shema and Tfilin. What are they Chayavin? V'chayavin B'Tfilah B'Mezuzah Birch Samazon. In Tfilah B'Mezuzah Birch Samazon. So let me ask you, are any of those things a Chiddush at all? What's the rule about women and mitzvos? There are a lot of rules about women. What's the rule about women and mitzvos? Mitzvah Shazman Grama they are pater from. So new? Any Chiddush here? They're pater from Kriya Shema, of course. Tfilin, of course, right? Chayavin, the tefillah, once a day, right? Is it a mitzvah shasman grama on a daraisa level? Probably not. Machlok Zeram Ramban, whether it's once a day or whether it's only based sarah, but not mitzvah shasman grama. Mezuzah, chayav mezuzah, of course. Birch samazon, l'chora, of course. So the Gemara is going to spend some time trying to figure out why any of these five things are a chiddush. Once you already learned Kiddush and Chavtas, which you're zochet to already learn, so you already know that women are part of mitzvah shazman grama, so why are any of these things a chiddush? Says the Gemara, Kriya Shema Pshita, Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Start with the first one. Kriya Shema, it's obvious that they're Pater, it's Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Become Mitzvah Shazman Grama, Nashim Peturos. That's the rule. They're Pater from all Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Says Gemara, no. Ma'u detei mahol v'ispa Malchus Shamayim. One might have thought that since there's Malchus Shamayim in Kriya Shema, therefore they are Chayavos. Kamash Malan, that's why he tells me not. What's the Havamina? That because Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Salmach Shamayim, they're Chayavos? Mechitesi. Who cares what the inyan of the mitzvah is? If it's a mitzvah shazman grama, what's the havamina? What?
It's all day.
But you're actually not reciting Kriya Shema all the time. You're reciting Kriya Shema twice a day, once in daytime, once in nighttime. So you're suggesting that that's the. Oh, so what if you say like the Kesef Mishnah? What if you say like the Kesef Mishnah that Kriya Shema on the Daraisa level is really all day and all night? But still, that's not what the Gemara says. That has nothing to do with all the Isma Malchus Shamayim. Right? It would still be Zman Grama, even like the Kesef Mishnah, because even though it can be done 24 hours a day, it's a different mitzvah if you do it in the day than if you do it at night. Right? Those are different mitzvahs. It's like saying I could serve Hashem 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, but some of those days I'm doing it by eating matzah, and some of those days I'm doing it by sitting in a sukkah. Right? These are different mitzvahs. Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, Kriya Shema Shel Avris. So what's the Havamina? I'm not sure. Maybe the Havamina is that it's so fundamental. That it's so fundamental to being a Jew that a woman has Kedushas Yisrael. So therefore, how could you leave her out of Kabbalah Samach Shemaim? Maybe the Havamina is that it's Chelik of the Mitzvah of Emunah. That the Mitzvah of Emunah Bashem, which obviously women are Chayavos in, demands a verbal daily declaration of that Emunah Bashem. Of Kabbalah Kamash Malan, that no, the mitzvah of Munah Bashem is in here, it's in your heart, it's not something that that it requires or demands a verbal declaration. Okay, that's the first one. Umina Tefillin, and women are also part of from Tefillin. Pshita, isn't that obvious too that they're part of from Tefillin? No, Ma'ad Teteba, all this Kishal Mezuzah. I might have thought that since it's compared to Mezuzah, it's linked with Mezuzah in the Pesukim of Kriya Shema itself, so Kamash Malan. Therefore, it tells me that no, the link with Mezuzah is not enough to be Mechayiv them in the midst of Tefillin. Let me ask you a question. Mitzvah Shazman Grama in general, can women do them if they want to? Yes, they're allowed to. Whether they say a brach or not, Machlokas Rambam Rabbeinu Tam, Machlokas Ashkenazim and Sephardim. But can they do the mitzvah? Absolutely. For example, what mitzvahs, Asay Shazman Grama, do women volunteer all the time? Not all the time. Let's say 1 week out of the year. Sukkah, Dalin Minim. Of course they're allowed to volunteer Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Can they volunteer Tefillin? Why not? So Gufnaki is probably the most primary reason. That's the one that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That they, since they can't keep a Gufnaki, it's Karov L'Isser, because they're more likely going to be violating an Isser. So for something that you're not chayiv, and it's totally not worth the risk. There's another side reason that's quoted, the Targum Yonasan Ben Aziel, on the Isser to have Kli Gever Alisha, for a woman to wear men's clothing. Targum Yonasan Ben Aziel mentions Tefillin. That tefillin is like a men's clothing, and tzitzis. That's why women tend to not volunteer those mitzvahs. That's why Moshe writes in the Tshuva, if a woman wants to volunteer tzitzis, she should make sure it's a feminine type of beged. Otherwise, it's going to be a kli gever. Okay, v'chayavin b'tfilah, and women are chayav in tfilah. Why are they chayav in tfilah? The rachamin in him, because it's rachamin. Now, there's a question whether we should be goreis the next two lines. Rashi takes them out. Tosfos adds to them. But definitely our gears is messed up. Meaning, either the Gemara then asks, Pshita, isn't it obvious that the chayiv in tefillah? And then the Gemara gives an answer, no, I might have thought that since the Torah says, Erev Avoker Vitzarayim, since the Tillim says, rather, Erev Avoker Vitzarayim, that you're supposed to daven morning, noon, and night, so it's talking about all these times to daven. So I might have thought that that makes it like a mitzvah shasman grama. Kamash milan, that no, it's not a mitzvah shasman grama just because you do it morning, noon, and night. That's how Tosos has the Gemara. Rashi just takes out the whole thing. Ubi mezuzah. And women are chayiv in mezuzah. So it says Mar Pshita. Of course. It's not a mitzvah shasman grama. When do you need a mezuzah on your door? 24/7. So ma'u detema hol v'iskash l'talmud Torah. I might have thought that since it's linked to Talmud Torah, they should be pater. And we know from Kiddushin that they're pater from Talmud Torah. So come ashmilan that they're chayiv in mezuzah. Ube birch samad, right? The Gemara in Kiddushin elaborates further, right? Why are they chayiv? Why, Taka, don't we say it's like Talmud Torah?
They don't teach the
That's why they're not chayiv in Talmud Torah. Why are they yes chayiv in mezuzah? What happened to the hekesh to Talmud Torah? What's the purpose of mezuzah? The main yirbu yimecha, nashim lo ba'ichai, right? Only men need to live. Women don't need to live. Women need to live too. So they need mezuzah. Okay, ubirch samazon, and women are chayiv in birch samazon. Pshita, also obvious. Nothing to do with this man. Now the tema holu k'siv b'seis Hashem lechem ba'erev basar lechol v'lechem ba'boker lasova. Since the pasuk when it talks about eating, it talks about nighttime, morning time. It talks about meal times. I might have therefore thought k'mitzvei shasman grama dummy that it's like k'mitzvei shasman grama because it's talking about specific meal times. Kamashmalan therefore tells me no. That's just when people typically eat, but that's not a mitzvah. That's not something that defines the mitzvah that confines the mitzvah to a specific time frame. And therefore, it's not a mitzvah shazman grama. Good. Amar Avad Barava. Nashim chayavus b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. Women are chayiv in kiddush hayom. What's kiddush hayom? Kiddush on Shabbos. They're chayiv mi de'oraisa. Ask the Gemara, amai? Mitzvah shazman grama. Become mitzvah shazman grama nashim pturos. Why would they be chayiv mi de'oraisa? It's a classic textbook mitzvah to say shazman grama. Positive, time-bound, meets all the criteria. Why would they be chayiv? Amar Abayi midrabana. Abayi says, no, they're not chayiv midaraisa. You're right. It's mitzvah shazman grama. We mean that you're only chayiv midrabana. Amar Le Rava. Rava says, if you mean that you're only chayiv midrabana, you sure have a funny way of expressing it. V'hadvar Torah ka'amar. Right, what did you just say? Women are chayiv in kiddush hayom dvar Torah. That's a very funny way to say dirabanan. V'od. What? Okay. V'od kol mitzvein chayvinu midrabanan. And also, why of all the mitzvah shasman grama that women are pater from, would the rabbanan choose this one to be mechayev them? Were the rabbanan ever mechayev women in dalaminim? No. Sukkah? No. Any other mitzvah shasman grama that women are pater from, the rabbanan leave it that way. They leave him pater. And over here, dafka by kiddush, the rabbanan have to jump in and say, no, let's make him chayev. Why? Why would this be different? Ella Amar Ravas, or rather Ravas has totally different idea. Amar, women are chayv midaraisa. Why are they chayv midaraisa? There's a special limud that this is an exception to the rule of mitzvah shazman grama. Amar kra. It says in the Torah, zachar vishamar. It does not say those words right next to each other. How far apart are those words from each other in the Torah? One is in Parshas Yisro, and the other one is in Parshas Eschanan. So why are we linking the two? Good, they are replacements for each other because those are the two versions of Aseret HaDibros. Good, so in one place it says Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kachos, in the other place it says Shamar Yom HaShabbos Kachos, so we understand that Zachar and Shamar are inseparable, they're linked with each other. In the way that, called Sheyeshna B'Shmira, anyone who's obligated in Shmiras Shabbos, what does Shmiras Shabbos mean? Not doing malacha. Anyone who is obligated to not do malacha on Shabbos, yeshno bezechira, is also chayiv in zechiras Shabbos. What does zechira Shabbos mean? Kiddush. So that's how we know that women are chayiv in kiddush because they're certainly not allowed to do malacha. V'hani nashi hol v'isnu b'shmira isnu b'zechira. Since women are included in shmira Shabbos, they're also included in zechiras Shabbos. What about Shalashudis and Lechemishna and everything else that relates to, that is not a malacha, but are halachos about Shabbos? Are women chayavos in those? So the answer is yes. The question is why. So it's Machlokas Rishonim. The Ran in Masechta Shabbos quotes two deyos. One possibility is Kol Sheyeshnu B'Shmira Yeshnu B'Zechira. Our rule over here does not just mean that anyone is chayv in Shmira Shabbos is chayv in Kiddush. Zechira Shabbos means every mitzvah saseh associated with Shabbos, and that therefore includes Lachamishna, Shalashudis. So women are chayv in all these things. The other possibility is no. Zechira Shabbos, what does Zechira mean? What does Zachar mean? To mention, to remember. Kiddush is actual Zechira. Lecha Mishnah, Suda Shabbos, that's not Zechira. No, you know why they're chayiv in those things? Because there, we have a principle that Af hein ho yibo osu anes, that women are chayiv in things that commemorate a miracle that they were also involved in. And Lecha Mishnah and Shalosh Shudis are both to commemorate the same miracle. Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin, and Kuf Yud Tes. What's the miracle? The man, the miracle of the man, right? They're both to commemorate the miracle of the man, and therefore, and women certainly benefited from the man, so mele, women are chayiv. That's the machlokas, why women are chayiv. There is one achron, Rav Shlomo Kluger, in his Tshuvas Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, in some Kuf Yudalit, where he argues that women, in apparently wherever he lived, he said women used to not eat Shalosh Shudis, and they would not do Lecha Mishnah either. They weren't makbid at all about these things. So he said, oh, you know what pshat is? He gives three possibilities, but one of his possibilities is that Rabbeinu Tam obviously doesn't like the Ran's reason that women are chayiv. The Ran obviously doesn't like Rabbeinu Tam's reason that women are chayiv. So we like neither reason. I agree with Rabbeinu Tam that the Ran is wrong. I agree with the Ran that Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. So maybe they're both wrong and women are not chayiv. That is not really fair. You're not allowed to do that. I mean, we can't take a machlokas rishonim where everyone agrees what the halacha is, and they're just arguing why, and say, I agree that that one's wrong and that one's wrong, and therefore the halacha is like neither of them. You can't really do that. He was trying to justify a minute, so he did his best. Okay. Amalei Ravina L'Rava. Nashim B'Birch Samazon Da'oraisa D'Rabana. What about women's chiv in Birch Samazon? Is that a din da'oraisa or a din da'rabana? We said that women are chayiv in Birch Samazon.
Well, it's implied based on the fact that we asked by Shom himself, or maybe based on that.
No, that was about Kiddush. That was about Kiddush.
Yeah, but once it asked it over here and implied the other ones were also d'oraisa.
Not necessarily. I don't think so. Why would you say that?
Why would it be d'oraisa?
Why wouldn't it be d'oraisa? Okay. So if you look at Rashi says, you would think that they're not chayv daraisa because it says al aretz hatova, and women don't get a chelek baaretz. Says Tosos in Dibur Maskul Nashim, guess who else doesn't get a chelek baaretz? Kohanim, Levim, so they shouldn't have to birch samazon either. So says Tosos, Tosos notes that, Rashi notes that also, that for no slavchad, yeah, they get a chelek baaretz. Who's chelek? Their father's chelek. But Nashim didn't get an ikr chelek. So he says, no, the real reason is because you know what else we say in benching? Al brischa shechsamta bivsereinu, al taraschah shlimadtanu. Those things are not shaykh to women. So that's why it would be drabanan. So anyway, so ask the Gemara, are women chayiv in birch samazon midaraisa midrabanan? Lemay nafkamina. We listen to the rabbis also, so what difference does it make whether they're chayiv daraisa drabanan? They're definitely chayiv. Says Gemara, lafuke rab midei chavasan. To be motzi other people. What's the rule about being motzi someone else in a mitzvah? A, I have to be chayiv in order to be motzi someone else who's chayiv. B,
can't a man make kiddush from any woman even if he's already fulfilled?
Yeah, because that's midin arvos, but he has an ikr chiyuv. It's just that he was already yotzei his chiyuv. But I have to be chayiv. I can't be chayiv on a lower level. I have to be chayiv on at least as high a level as the person that I'm trying to be motzi. So nafkamina, whether women are chayiv drabana daraisa, can a woman be motzi you in kiddush? I remember I was once in the Upper West Side for a Shabbos, and they said, "Would you like to make your own kiddush?" I said, no, thank you. And the woman said, would it change your mind if I told you that I was making kiddush? It might. So, okay. So, now it happens to be women are chayiv in kiddush midaraisa, so technically she can be motzi. But anyway, so, l'may naf kamina about benching, whether she can be motzi, others in benching. Se'iyam daraisa, asi daraisa, mapa daraisa. If you say that they're chayiv midaraisa, so someone who's chayiv midaraisa could be motzi, others are chayiv daraisa. If you say women are only chayv midrabanan in benching, then they're eino mechuyiv bedavar. And someone who's eino mechuyiv bedavar cannot be motzi people who are actually mechuyiv. What does it mean, eino mechuyiv bedavar? It means that they're only chayiv midrabanan. They're not chayiv on a daraisa level. So if they're only chayiv on this level, they can't be motzi someone who's chayiv on that level. It doesn't work.
What about with Megillah, etc., a woman can't
be motzi? Oh, what about Megillah? Can a woman be motzi a man in Megillah? So what would you say based on this? But let's think about the lambdas. Let's not think about what our preconceived. Everyone's chayiv midrabanan, right? Why not? Well, it's not so pashut that everyone's chayiv midrabanan, first of all. Because it could be that Megillah is a mitzvah midivrei Kabbalah, which is a higher level than a derabanan, at least Megillah during the day. Megillah during the night is definitely derabanan. Megillah during the day, Tori Evan points out, is different than Megillah at night. It's midivrei Kabbalah. Women are not chayiv for the same reason as men in Megillah. Men are chayiv in Megillah because of the Iker Mitzvah. But it's mitzvah Shazman Grama. Why are women chayiv in Megillah? Afen Oibos Anes. Afen Oibos Anes is only a mechayiv on a derabanan level, perhaps. It's machlok, three-way machlok is balei atosos. Msachem kufches and Megillah davdal, three-way machlok is rishonim. Whether afen Oibos Anes can apply to a mitzvah daraisa at all, and if it does apply to a mitzvah daraisa, is it mechayev midaraisa or midarabana? Tosam Sachem Kufches says no, we would never apply it to a mitzvah daraisa. We would never say afinoy, but we only look at all three places in Shas where afinoy belsanes applies. It's always to a mitzvah midarabana. What are the three places? Megillah, Chanukah. Yeah, Dal Kosa. So all three places, mitzvah rabbanan, it's afinoy belsanes. So it's not a coincidence, says Tosam Sachem Kufches. It can't apply to a mitzvah daraisa. That's why. Why didn't anyone ever think up? You know what? Women sat in sukkos in the desert also. They also were protected by Ananei HaKavod. Why aren't they chayiv in sukkah because of Afen Oibos Anes? So the Rishonim asked that kasha. Right? Why aren't they chayiv mishum Afen? Because it can't, says Tosam Sachem Kufches. Others say that it can, it's just that there's a, it would have only been mechayev on a drabanan level. Okay, but anyway, so going back to us over here. If a woman is only chayev and benching on a drabanan level, she cannot be motzi someone who's chayev on a daraisa level. So now I need to know, are women chayev drabanan daraisa? Toshima. The emes amru ben mevarich la'aviv. A child can bench for his father. The eved mevarich la'rabo. An eved could be mevarich for his master. V'ish mevarich la'baila. And a woman could bench for her husband. That's meikra din that works. Aval amru chachamim tav meir ladam sheishto banam mevarchin lo. Person should be cursed if he has to rely on his wife and kids to bench for him, because it means that he's such an amaris he can't bench. I just met with two potential gerim yesterday, so we always ask them, you know, like what do you do on after you eat a meal. Well, what did I eat? If you ate this, and just make sure they know basic ilchos brachos. They know how to. So a guy is of Jamaican descent. What do you do when you come out of the bathroom? It says Asher Yatzar fluently, beginning to end. Boom, on the spot, by heart. Right? What do you do with it? Mamish, like, can you say any of Shemar Esrei by heart or with the sitter, whichever. Mamish, like, by. So good. So the person is supposed to be fluent in these things. It's embarrassing if a person is not going to be fluent in these things. If he never took the Idios Clelios test in third grade to be fluent in these things. He has to be fluent in these things. So he has to rely on his wife to bench for him. He has to rely on his kids to bench for him. It works. It's just terrible that someone would have to rely on that. So we actually asked him. This is unbelievable. I didn't ask him this question because I thought it would be so over the top to ask a question like this. One of the other rabbanim on the Beis Din said to him, what bracha do you make on sushi? The guy says, well, mizonos, because the rice is the ikar and the fish is the tafel. I was like, okay. Once we got him here, granola bars. Once we have the world's leading posek and brachas. So, if you say that it's a mitzvah dar raisa, that women are chayv dar raisa, asi dar raisa, mabik dar raisa, I get why she could be motzi her husband. He's chayv dar raisa, she's chayv dar raisa, good. Eliyam drabanan, but if she's only chayiv mi drabanan, asi drabanan a mapik daraisa. Someone who's only chayiv on a drabanan level could be motzi someone who's chayiv on a daraisa level. Says the Gemara, yeah, but look at the other examples we gave. It wasn't only about a woman and her husband. What else did we say? A child for his father. A child is chayiv daraisa? Definitely not, right? Ulatameich katan bar chiyuva. What, you think the katan's a bar chiyuva? Elahacha maeskinon kigon sha'achal. Shi'ura d'rabanan. It must be that we're talking about where the adult isn't chayav d'araisa either. Because the adult must have eaten less than a kedei sviya, less than the amount that it takes to satiate him, so he's also only chayav d'rabanan. So if the adult's chayav d'rabanan, the kid who's chayav d'rabanan could be motziim. And similarly, even if a woman is only chayav d'rabanan, 1 second, she could be motziim. Tasi d'rabanan, a mapik d'rabanan. What assumption are we making over here? Are we assuming that the child slash woman who is being motzi the adult that only ate less than a kedei sviya, did the child slash woman eat a kedei sviya? Or did they themselves also eat less than a kedei sviya? Does it not matter? So this is a machlokas rishonim. Because certainly the adult who ate less than a kedei sviya is only chayiv d'rabanan. Certainly the child or the woman is only going to be chayiv midrabanan. If a child or a woman ate less than a kedei sviya, is that even lower than a d'rabanan? Is there such a concept? So Tosus invents this concept called Trei D'Rabbanan. It doesn't appear in Shas as far as I know. Tosus invents Trei D'Rabbanan. That there's two steps removed from a Daraisa. That's what it means, Trei D'Rabbanan. You're two rungs down from a Daraisa. One, the mitzvah that you're doing is only a mitzvah D'Rabbanan. And two, you're only a Bar Chiyuva Mid'Rabbanan. So Tosus suggests that a Trei D'Rabbanan can't be Motzi Echad D'Rabbanan, which would explain why a katan cannot read Megillah for you. Right? Because you're chayiv in Megillah midrabanan, but that's it. It's only one drabanan. A katan, his whole chiv in mitzvahs in general is only drabanan, plus the mitzvah is only a mitzvah drabanan. It's a trei drabanan. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim over here. Yeah, you have a question?
If we said the chal to the sabbat satiated, why do we put in the mouth?
Oh, so that's the next Gemara. The very next Gemara. Let's see it. Darsh Rav Avira. Rav Avira Darshan. Zim Narman Lam Shreid Rabbi Yami, Zim Narman Lam Shreid Rabbi Yasi. Sometimes he said in the name of Rabbi Yami, other times in the name of Rabbi Yasi. Omru Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ministering angel said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Kasuv B'Torah, it says in your Torah, Asher Lo Yisapanim V'Lo Yikach Shochad. One should not show favoritism, one should not take bribes, one has to be very fair and just. You show favoritism to the Jewish people. How do I know that? You yourself say it in your Torah. Yisa Hashem panav elecha, that you're gonna, you know, give a nod to the Jewish people. You're gonna turn to them and show them some favoritism. Amar lahem, so Hashem says back, v'chi lo esa panam liYisrael. Should I not show favoritism to them? You know, shekasati them b'torah v'achalta v'savata v'rachta v'shem elkecha. I wrote in my Torah that when they satiate themselves, they should bench. V'him etakhtim l'atzman akazayis ha'kebetza. And they are so great that they bench even when they eat as little as a kazayis or a kebetza. They bench. So why shouldn't I show favoritism? You know what Hashem's answer to showing favoritism is? L'chor, it's strange because he's saying, yeah, I violate the halacha, but I've really it's a hara to violate it because they're so cute. They're so nice. How could I not show? What do you mean? How's that an answer? You know what the answer is? It's not called favoritism when you're nice to people who are nice to you and less nice to people who are mean to you. It's the same reason that, you know, when a teacher, often, not every time, when a teacher is accused of playing favorites, very often it's a very fair defense that the teacher has. If the kid is nice, I'll be nice to him. If the kid is mean, I'll be mean to him. That's a normal human way of interacting with other people. So as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, look, Klal Yisrael goes out of the way for me. I'm going to show Yisapanin. That's fair. That is just.
Why is that really considered going out of the way? In Berachas HaMazon, aren't you saying, isn't it technically saying Hashem maybe vain if you're not in this
stage? No, we're authorized to...
But the first time someone did that, wouldn't that be...
The Rabbanan were authorized to institute this, and they decided to institute this din Rabbanan. All brachos are Rabbanan except for generally benching in Berachas HaTorah. So the Rabbanan were authorized to be Mubarak. There's no Isser in saying a bracha with Hashem's name. The Isser is saying Hashem's name in vain. Right? Bracha Levatala is probably only in a Sid Rabbanan. It's Machlokes Rishonim, but it's probably only in a Sid Rabbanan. So this isn't, and anyway, this wouldn't be called Levatala. What?
We can't say Hashem's name.
Right, it's stam if I just scream out Hashem's name for no reason. But if I'm saying saying a sentence that includes Hashem in context.
If it's not this,
It's not Hashem. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Bracha levatala, according to most Rishonim, is only an Isser Midrabbanan, because it's not saying Hashem's name in vain. You're saying Hashem's name in context of a statement of blessing of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. A lot of main points. I totally forgot about. Mishnah lists women are Nashim Avad Mektanim Chayiv Pater in Kriyash Shema Tefillin Chayiv in Tefillin Mezuzah Birch Samazah. Of course, the Gemara went through what the chiddush of each of those things was. I'm not going to go through that again. Number two, women are chayiv in kiddush according to Abaye midrabbanan and according to Rava midaraisa based on zachar v'shava. Number three, women are chayiv in birchas ha-mazon, but maybe only derabbanan. Sounds from the maskan of the Gemara like it's more likely derabbanan. Number four, a katan who ate can be motzi a gadol who ate less than a kadei sviya. And number five, Hashem favors us because we bench on even less than the Kadesh Sviya. Let's go a little further. Says the Mishnah. Balkeri, someone who is a Balkeri, he's Tamei from a seminal emission. So the Takanas Ezra was that you're not allowed to learn Torah or Davin after becoming a Balkeri until you go to the mikvah. So what does he do? When it comes time for Kriya Shema, Maharer Belibo, he should think the Shema, not say it. Ve'enim Mevarich Lelo V'nevel Alachra, no Birchus Kriya Shema at all. V'yala Mazun Mevarich Li'achra Ve'enim Mevarich Lefanav. For benching, only afterwards, only for benching, but not for bracha rishona. Rabbi Yehuda omer mevarich lefneim ulachrem. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you should say bracha rishona and bracha achrona. Omer Ravina, zos omeris here kedibur dami. It sounds from our Mishnah that thinking is the same as speaking. How does it sound from our Mishnah thinking is the same as speaking? Apparently, you can be yotzei shema by thinking. So sedis hakadai lechlav kedibur dami lama maharet. Because if it doesn't count, then why would you do it? Why would the Mishnah say to think shema if it doesn't mean anything? Elamai here kedibur dami, so says Mar, but wait, if here is kedibur dami, then yotzi b'sfasav, then why are you just thinking you might as well say it? Because if here is like saying it, so then you should, you're not solving anything by just being maharer. A balkeri should be allowed to say it also. So says Mar, keda ashkechan b'sina. No, we, here is kedibur dami in the sense that you're yotze the mitzvah, but it's not kedibur dami with regard to the isser of a balkeri. That far we don't go. That's how Tosfos explains. Rav Chista Amar Hiru Lav kedibur dami. Rav Chista takes the opposite approach. He says, no, Hiru from our Mishnah, he sees not kedibur dami. You know how I know? Disal gadai dechiru kedibur dami yotzi b'sfasav. Because if Hiru was the same as saying it, you might as well say it. Why are you only being maharer? Elamai Hiru Lav kedibur dami? Lama maharer. But then, if hearer is not the same as speaking, what are you accomplishing by being maharer? So Amar Blazer, here's what you're accomplishing. Kedei shelo yehu kala olam oskin bo vu yoshiv batam. It's disrespectful to be in a room full of people where everybody else is being makabal ol malcha shemayim and you're sitting there not doing anything. So at least be maharer kabal ol malcha shemayim. V'nigros pirka achrina says, why not just say something else? You know, why does it have to be kriya shema? Because you're still doing something different than everybody else is doing, and that you're not supposed to do. But when everyone else is davening, wouldn't that be the same embarrassment to the tzibur to not engage in what they're doing? And yet, Utnan, the Mishnah says, If you're in the middle of davening Minisker Shu Balkari and you realize that you're a Balkari, lo yafsik, don't stop Eli Yikatzer, but abbreviate the tefillah. What do you see from that? It's because you've already started. Time of Askil, hello Askil, lo yaskil. But if you didn't start yet, don't start. Well, why not? If I can't do anything different than everybody else in the room, why shouldn't I start? Says Mar Shiny Tefillah de Lespa Malchus Shemayim. Tefillah is not as bad to be different from everybody else in the room because it doesn't involve Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Kabbalah Samach Shemayim is something you want to be very careful about, giving the impression that you're not interested in Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. Vary Birchsa Muslim, the Akhra of Lespa Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, Utanan al Muslim, Varich Lachra, Vedim Varich Lefanov. What about Birchsa Muslim? That has no Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, and yet our Mishnah says you still bench, even as a Balkari. So why? Why would you do it if it's not going to set you apart in terms of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim? Ela Kriya Shema Birchsa Mazon Darais L'Tfilah D'Rabbanan. The real explanation of our Mishnah is, notice, which things does a Balkari do, at least on some level, at least with Hirur? Those things that are Daraisa, Kriya Shema, Birchsa Mazon. Which things does he not do? Those things that are D'Rabbanan. That's ultimately the rule. So main point number six, a Balkari can be Mahara things that are Echiv Daraisa and skip that which is Drabbanan. And this leads to two opinions whether here is Kedib or Dami or not. Two opinions whether thinking is like speaking. Okay.